AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says four more hostages have been found dead in Gaza. Three of them were older men seen in a Hamas video begging for their release. The Israeli military says they died in Khan Yunis. Israel carried out an offensive there earlier this year. The cause of death was not immediately known. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked about the status of ceasefire talks. He quoted former Special Envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell.
Negotiations for ceasefires or for peace are 1,000 days of failure and one day of success. you fail every day at it until finally you succeed. And I believe we will succeed. It's a question of when.
Israel is expanding its offensive in the southern city of Rafah, once the main hub of humanitarian aid operations. Palestinian officials have applied at the top UN court for permission to join South Africa's case, accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. In Wilmington, Delaware, prospective jurors in the federal firearms case against President Biden's son Hunter are being questioned about their thoughts about gun rights and addiction. Biden is charged with lying on federal gun purchase forms when he said he wasn't a drug addict. Republicans in the House have been grilling retired infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci about the origins of the coronavirus. Fauci says there have been threats against him as well as members of his family.
Every time someone gets up and says I'm responsible for the death of people throughout the world, the death threats go up.
A new AP compensation study shows more women are reaching the top ranks of the corporate suite of the S&P 500 companies, but their numbers are still minuscule compared to their male counterparts. Dozens more former youth inmates filed lawsuits seeking millions of dollars in damages for sexual abuse they allegedly endured at Illinois detention centers dating back to the late 90s. This is AP News. Water problems in Atlanta are not over.
City officials say water was shut down in parts of Atlanta as part of a successful effort to stanch the flow from a broken water main. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens apologized for the water leak.
To all of our citizens, we wanted to apologize for the weekend that had a lot of folks having to boil water and a lot of challenges throughout the weekend related to these water main breaks.
The water had been gushing a river into the streets since Friday night. A large portion of the city remains under an order to boil water before drinking it, even in areas where pressure was restored after the first leak was fixed on Saturday. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A juror in Minneapolis was dismissed after reporting a woman dropped a bag of $120,000 in cash at her home and offered her more if she would vote to acquit seven people charged with stealing more than $40 million from a program to feed children during the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.